When Jeff King's dog team pulled into Ruby, they were alert, tails wagging. In other words, they looked good, and that's exactly what he told the veterinarian.
They really look perfect.
They look great running in.
They're eating and drinking and happy.
Perfect. That's what they look like.
King's set to work feeding and bedding down his dogs. He'll take his 24-hour rest in Ruby. It's the same race schedule he ran back in 2014 when he nearly claimed victory. He says bad weather forced him to scratch at the last checkpoint along the trail that year. But King believes winning and losing has nothing to do with mandatory rest.
I don't think the outcome of the Iditarod would have changed much in the entire history, regardless of where the winner took their 24. That is not a deciding factor.
What is a deciding factor, according to King, is how mushers drive their teams early on.
You do not absolve sins done before the 24-hour break by taking 24-hour break. And there are teams that went rushing to McGrath or to Katna that will have done, impacted negatively their team, and the 24 ain't gonna fix it.
From Ruby, dog teams drop onto the Yukon River. As they do, mushers will find out how rested they really are. There are more than 130 river miles ahead, with 9 extra overland miles where open water forced to reroute between Galena and Nalato. Mushers are required to take another 8-hour rest before they leave the river at Caltag. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Ruby.